This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 456, and today we're going to be talking about the downside of procrastination. Now, that might seem obvious that there's a downside to procrastination, and many people will acknowledge there's a downside to it. So why do so many of us do it? Well, with any behavior, according to NLP, there is a benefit or a positive payoff for that. And this podcast is not to look into that specifically, but it is going to challenge you to figure out what that may be. Sometimes it's, if I don't do this now, I'll have more time to do what I'm doing currently. So if you have to run an errand, you may be involved in a conversation. So you say, well, if I have to run this errand, I'm not going to be here for this conversation. So you stay in the conversation. You put off running the errand till tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day. And then lo and behold, you never get around to it. We also have those examples of resolutions, starting a fitness program, starting a nutrition program, looking for a job, losing weight. There's all sorts of things that we have set out to do. Call a friend, tell somebody we miss them, but we procrastinate, we put it off. Whatever you want to call it is that it's mañana. We always think mañana, 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 meaning tomorrow. We always think that we'll have time tomorrow. And then there are those things where your aunt passes away before you said you were going to visit her. Your son or daughter becomes addicted to drugs before you had a chance to talk to them about drugs, which you knew you should. Perhaps you get fired because you knew you should be doing more at work to get things done, and you didn't, and you get fired. So these are some of the downsides, and we can go on and on and on about this. But the question really is, one, why? But then how can we move beyond this? So one of the things I'd like you to do is take a look, review back over the past 6 months, a year, and look at all of the things that you said you were going to do, but you put them off to a later date and never got them done. You know, things that you would love to do. So just make a list. Start a fitness program, visit your relatives, visit somebody else, and just take a look at how you procrastinated that. And then review these items and see which ones that you really would like to do, what you would like to do right now, and cross off the ones like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't do it, but no, it has no urgency for me right now, and start to create a list of things that are meaningful for you to do. And then out of that list, I would create three categories. One is things that you want to achieve, things that you wish you have, and relationships that you want to enrich. And then start to prioritize those. So I think one of the things that happens with procrastination, at least with a lot of my clients, is we get overwhelmed with how much we have to get done in a day. And there is an expression in sales that says a confused consumer never buys. So they just freeze. You can call that procrastination. You can call it just indecisiveness, whatever you want to call it. That's what it comes down to, the fact that they don't make a decision. And the same happens to us. A confused individual doesn't make a decision. So if we have many things on our list to do, and we mentally create this massive to-do list, And we just go, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have this. I don't have that. Whatever that may be. And we end up not doing any of it, such as, oh, I need to start a new nutrition program. Oh, but I got to go to the store. I got to make a laundry shopping list. I got to find a cookbook. I got to get the right utensils. I'll just do it later. Same thing with a gym. Well, I got to go to a gym and then I got to get my clothes and I got to learn how to use all the equipment. And then maybe I got to hire a trainer. I'll just do it later. Maybe getting back some more education. Well, I got to find the time. I got to find the money. I got to go apply for a loan. I got to go to the course. I got to sit in the school. I'll just do it later. So we feel that we're so overwhelmed that we don't make a decision. So first, we have to determine, is what we want to do important? And I've talked about this in a podcast about resilience, right? We often have these ideas of things we want to get accomplished, but then the first little bump in the road, such as our own mind, gets in the way, we abandon that. So was that really a worthwhile goal in the first place? And we can sit there and justify to the cows come home on why it's not a good goal or why it was a good goal. The fact is, great goals will inspire you, will keep you going no matter what. So the first thing we have to do is when we start making these lists of things we want to get done, and these can be big things in life, but these can also be like, get your room clean, get the car washed, clean out the garage. All of these things we procrastinate. So then we want to determine out of this list, is this important? Yeah, is it important and is it urgent? There are some of these things that we have on our list that might be important and urgent, and that would take the top priority. And there may be many steps to that. Some things may be important but not urgent, such as cleaning out your garage. You can always keep your car outside in the driveway, so it's not that urgent, but it is important. And this is only for you to determine. But what I would encourage you to do is find these things that have your biggest bang for your buck with the least amount of effort. Now, cleaning out your garage might require effort, but it doesn't require a lot of thinking. So you may want to get into that, because what we want to do is build the habit of taking action to overset the habit of procrastination. So we want to find the projects that will have the biggest impact on our feelings and our visual acuity, such as, you know, cleaning the house, or will have the biggest impact on our life in general with the least amount of effort, and start to do those first. And we would set them down by prioritizing them. We would then determine which one comes first, which one comes second. And I guess the basic principle here is to write the stuff down, get it out of your head and put it on some paper or a electronic, you know, an app for a checklist, a to-do list, but just get it all out of your head and put it down someplace. And then you can start to prioritize it. My suggestion when you have a to-do list to do and you procrastinate on all of it is put only 3 to 5 things on the list and then create another list. So if you're doing it on a piece of paper or a notepad, you would put 3 to 5 things on one page, 3 to 5 things on the next page, 3 to 5 things on the next page. This way, all you do is look at it. There's 3 to 5 things to get done, and you prioritize those 3 to 5 things to get done. And then the first one is you just start taking action on it. So again, we'll use cleaning out the garage. Well, you would put that maybe first, because the second one would be washing your car to put in the garage. And the third one may be having a garage sale. So something to that nature. So you would have the garage sale first, right? You would prioritize that as having the garage sale first. Then what's ever left over, you would clean out the garage. And the third thing would be is to get the car clean, because then you could put the car in the garage. Well, as you're doing this, you want to imagine how good it's going to feel when you're done with it. So part of the procrastination is we pay attention to how it's going to be so uncomfortable to get started. And that's what we're trying to avoid, as opposed to how good we're going to feel when it gets done. And if you go to, if you've been working out for any length of time, all of us go through this. We go through, I don't want to go to the gym today. I don't want to go to the gym today. And we talk ourselves into going to the gym. I'm just going to go and do a little something. Then by the end of the workout, it's one of our best workouts ever because we go there, we put everything we can into it as opposed to staying home. So it's kind of like a pat on the back and a reward for talking ourselves out of sitting on the couch. But so with procrastination, again, a confused consumer, what we want to do is put into order the things that need to get done that will be the easiest. Now, if you're not a procrastinator, I say I make a list that has the hardest thing to get done because you have that willpower and determination fresh in the day to get it done. But if you're a big procrastinator, you want to put the easiest thing on the list to get done to build up that momentum. So again, you would put the garage, you would put have a garage sale, clean out the garage, wash the car, put it in the garage, all those things. But it would only be one thing at a time. So you would have it prioritized. And yes, then underneath the garage sale, you would say, well, I need to get a sign. I'll put a sign here. I'll put an ad in the paper here. And you just do it. So you just do one thing, just one thing. That all that has to take is just taking action on that one thing. And then you do the next thing. And then you do the next thing. And the key, obviously, is to get started. But we need to make it, if you procrastinate habitually, we need to make getting started as easy as possible. And that is imagining how it's going to feel when it's done and breaking it down to what's the most significant thing that you can do with the easiest amount to do it. And again, with a garage sale, it's pretty easy to put an ad in the paper. Most of them have online ads, so you just put the ad in the paper. You may get a sign. You get it done. Now you're committed, right? Because now that you're committed, you pay for an ad. Now you have to get things ready. So you have a table, you put your stuff out, you have it on the day that you say you're going to, you make yourself a couple of $100. Great. You can use that money to get your car detailed. In the meantime, you finish cleaning up your garage, you go pick up your car, you bring it in, it's all nice and clean. And there you have, a clean garage, you made some extra money that paid for your car is nice and clean, and it's put into the garage. So this is a simple basic step process that you can use with anything in life. It's just break it down. Just break it down to achievable chunks, because guaranteed there are times in your life and things in your life that you absolutely do not procrastinate about. Brushing your teeth, eating when you're hungry, going to work. There are some things that you may give yourself some mind frick about, but you actually get it done. So we want to be able to, in addition to the hints that I just gave, is go back and think about all the times you have not procrastinated, all the times you have taken action, and how is it you took action on those things. And most likely, you know, like planning a vacation, you probably didn't procrastinate on planning a vacation because you knew how good the vacation was going to feel. You knew how good, how enjoyable it was going to feel. And it may have taken the same amount of effort to plan your vacation as it does to plan for a garage sale, but you don't have the same emotional attachment to it. So we want to make sure we get that emotional attachment. So when you can find times where you took action, you can then remove the label that says, I'm a procrastinator. No, you're not anything. But what you do is you may have a tendency to procrastinate now and then or put things off now and then. But when you are not a procrastinator, because that would mean you would absolutely get nothing done at any period of the time. So I would encourage you to go over to where this podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com, and then use the pull-down menu to follow the blog. And there's some more tips here, some more items here, but procrastination can be really, really a motivation killer, because when we want to get something done, we kind of make a commitment and a promise to ourselves. And then when we don't do it, we kind of feel bad about ourselves and we get into this spiral of not taking action and not making a commitment. So then eventually we say, well, I'm not going to commit to anything because I never get anything accomplished. And that's just not a way to live, right? At least if you're listening to this podcast. So the way to live is, what's the one thing I can get done today? And maybe make your list of one thing. And you have 100 pages on each of it. You have one thing. What's the one thing I can get done today? Okay, I can get this done today. And then tomorrow I'll get this done. And so today I'll list the garage sale. Tomorrow I'll do it in the paper. The third day is I'll have the garage sale. The fourth day I'll get my car washed. The fifth day I'll clean out the rest of the garage. But you get it done. Just one thing at a time. You just want to get it done. And I will guarantee you'll feel better. You get more accomplished. And actually, by taking action, you will have more time to do other things that you really, really want to than procrastinating, because that the time that you're waiting in the procrastination, most likely you're not doing much of anything anyway. And it's taking up mental space and on how to get that done. So anyway, go over to where this is hosted, take a look at some of the notes, and I challenge you to pick one thing that you have been wanting to do and haven't, and start taking action on it this week and see what a difference it makes. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.